People's Junior.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I can't complain. How are you? It's always good to see you.
This guy is doing such great things in the world. You know, last time we saw each other, we were up in Harlem.
That's right, at Harlem Mother Save, a lovely, lovely organization that makes sure that the victims of gun violence have a support group and work to end that cycle of violence and that cycle of poverty. It's actually pretty impressive.
Is the family still involved with that group?
Absolutely. Still involved with Harlem Mother Save. And actually, now that I've moved down to D.C., we're doing our best to work with local folks in communities that we've invested in, where we're from, like historic Anacostia, Congress Heights, in order to effectuate the same sort of change we hope to effectuate in Harlem.
All righty, good. You know, what was so special about that event was that that was a gathering of the police officers, a gathering of the community leaders, a gathering of the young people that live in that area.
That's absolutely
so
true.
That was actually, you were one of the original, I would say, had the, and that organization has, the way that the actual police department of New York City is now working the streets. They're putting people together, they're having town halls, doing a lot of local work.
Exactly. I think collaborative and restorative policing is the appropriate approach for any urban environment. I think when the police are seen as members of the community and not adversaries infringing upon the sovereignty of the community, then I think you're going to have, I think, much better social outcomes. And I think you've seen that. And so I'm very, very glad to be a part of that and exceptionally glad to continue some of that same work in Washington, D.C. that hasn't necessarily experienced the same epidemic of urban violence that New York City has from the hands of police officers upon citizens, particularly unarmed citizens, but certainly some of the similar socioeconomic issues are at play.
Tell us about tonight. What's can we give us a lead in here?
Sure. Tonight's an incredible event for folks who are in need of equine therapy. Spending time with an animal can help alleviate a whole wide range of issues, anxiety, stress, post-traumatic stress disorder. And this event is hosted by Georgina Bloomberg and my family. And my family, with my sister, is such a prestigious and prevalent equestrian as well, that it only seemed to make sense, and it's such a good place.
All right, two last quick questions. What's peace mean to you? Say your name and what does peace mean to you, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm Donnie Peebles III, and peace means the ability to coexist with those who have differing opinions, beliefs, and different opinions and beliefs.
You guys, great guy. I'm going to ask one last question.
Just go for it.
Love. We started a love channel. What does love mean to you?
Love is the ability to see somebody as they truly are and honestly accept them.
You guys, great guy, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.